Welcome to The Huddle with Mo and Lowe. Because some of the greatest life lessons happen in football, we turn that into a show.
One, two, ready? Break.
Huddles are a time to come together, to strategize, execute, spark creativity, learn, trust, grow, and share. So huddle up. Here are your hosts, Mo and Lowe.
Welcome to The Huddle with Mo and Lowe, where we discuss business and balls with current and former athletes. I'm one of your hosts, Monica D. Livingston, former professional football player and current speaker, business owner, and I consider myself to be a bit of a humorist. I am here.
You're hilarious.
Thank you. I am here. You heard the voice with my ever stylish, super popular. Y'all already know who she is. I mean, she's a DMV diva all on her own. Gosh. My wonderful co-host and friend, Lois Cook, is in the house.
What's going on,
I mean, I don't know about all of that, but yes, Lois Cook here, a.k.a. Lo. Great to be in the huddle. We are so excited to be here.
Yes.
I am a social media influencer and a women's pro football player. You left that out.
Tackle football, too, people. I wanted to put emphasis on it. That's why. Yeah. I wanted people to know it's with shoulder pads and helmets you out there doing the real thing.
No, you.
Well, yeah, I was. But that's old. You currently are.
Yes.
I'm retired. Yes. I used
old
to
school.
Do that. Right. Old school. Old school. OG.
OG.
That's right. I'll take that. I'll take that.
All right.
But you are currently still playing. So that is what is most important.
Am.
And I always want people to know that it is real tackle football, shoulder pads and helmets, not the lingerie.
That's an arena football league anyway.
Yeah.
So that's a different game
that's
to
true.
Me, in my
right,
opinion.
Right.
You don't have your trenches. You
it's
don't
also
have the
O-line. Nasty. It's nasty.
You don't have your O-line, G-line.
Planning your draws.
You don't have sidelines. They're still balling out. Don't do that. Now, they're still balling out, but it's a different game. I love to be 11 on 11, 120
yes.
yards.
Yes.
Okay, and add those end zones in there. Getting dirty.
We're going to have our first offense, defense versus each other right here. Lois said that they're still balling out. I think it's nasty when you play in your draws and your bra playing tackle football. That's what I think. But that's just my opinion.
Well, and it may not have been created by a football player, right?
That's true.
But they found the opportunity to play.
They did. They did. And there are some fantastic athletes out
yes.
there. And I'm glad now that they have the opportunity to play in what I call, y'all can't see the air quotes, real league. And that is with shoulder pads and helmets. And fully clothed. We're going to end up cutting this.
So,
I don't
Mo.
Know if that's going to make it. Yeah, talk to me.
Speaking of getting the opportunity to play football, how did you get into it?
I was playing flag football in a very competitive women's league. Allison Hamlin and I, we got recruited off the field.
And Allison Hamlin, if you don't know,
yeah,
you
franchise quarterback
out.
Of
yes.
the Divas for many, many years.
Amazing.
And we had been friends prior to that. We were recruited off that field. We go to a DC Diva practice and or tryouts, or we watch a practice and I go, I don't know. Then we went to a game. And I said, oh, my gosh, this is incredible. This is really happening. And we never looked back.
Yeah, that was it. Everybody had clothes.
Yeah, everybody had clothes on. They were fully clothed. At that time, I wouldn't have minded if they were, but right, things have changed now, so I'm settled down in my life here.
Settle down. None of that. No, but yeah, and how has football shaped your life?
Oh, my gosh. It literally sounds so corny and ridiculous, but and you know this because I want you to share yours too, but it has. It is everything. The people that I talk to now are, I met on that team. They are my very best friends.
She talking about me, y'all.
Yes, I'm talking about my wonderful co-host, right, and others, okay? And it has impacted me in terms of how to deal with people, how to deal with adversity, conflict, all that kind of stuff. It's just, you know, putting your best foot forward, maximum effort, being coachable. All these things come out of football and sports in general. And you know this. How did you get involved?
Man, I was playing football with the neighborhood kids with my brother.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was raised by my grandparents, so she was like, if you're going outside, you got to take your sister with you. So, yes, he took me everywhere. maybe he didn't like it every time. But, I got to playing in the neighborhood with the boys. It was so much fun because it was like, I just had this energy where it was like, oh, you can just do anything you want. There's no rule. I mean, there's rules in football, but neighborhood football, there is no rules. So I'm out there jumping on people, pushing people, pulling people, right? And they're like, okay, she's out here. She's playing
with
us,
it.
Right? My brother would throw me the ball. I'd catch it, score. You know, they might say they didn't want to hit a girl, but I think I was too quick for
them. They could catch it. They gave me that same thing. My brother did the same thing, and I would get picked before him.
See?
And he would get so mad sometimes. Right. He's 3 years younger, that's his excuse. But, yeah. You know, so you loved football from...
Loved it so much from childhood. Yeah. And then I get to high school, which was my first introduction to organized football.
Right.
We didn't have the rec. We didn't find it or anything like that. So it get to high school. I'm like, Coach, I want to play football. This is my thing. You know, I do this.
Yeah.
You know? He's like, no. And I'm like,
just flat out no.
Okay. Yeah. But at the time, I didn't care. You know, like to me, it was just normal.
Right.
So I didn't have that thought process of, no, I want to play. This is, you know, pushing back on that. So I ended up being a cheerleader.
What?
Yeah. And I ran track. And the reason I ran track was because the coach said
nobody gave me an option when they told me no to be a cheerleader. One, two, three, let's go. Yeah, baby. Maybe we look different.
Be
maybe.
Aggressive.
Okay.
So
miss my cheerleading days, but
yeah. Well, that's okay. You can do it now. You can do it now. It's never too late. I'm gonna buy you a cheerleading. I'm gonna buy you a
if
cheerleading.
If you buy it,
uniform.
I'm gonna wear it here. I would walk around
yes,
this whole
will.
Station with it, show my legs.
It's coming. It's coming. So, yeah. So then I ended up loving it so much that I carried the ball around campus. I went to Clark Atlanta University, CAU.
Okay.
And the security guard on campus ended up being the head coach. He recruited me to play quarterback, and I have not looked back.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, we're going to get more into us. I'm so excited, you know, first off, just to be here in DC Radio Studio. Shout out to DC Radio.
Yo, yes,
yo, what's up? Thanks
absolutely.
For having us. And
they're about sick of us now.
We just got here and wore out our welcome. Dang. Right? But yeah,
let me just say, you know, you and I have been talking about this. You're a speaker. You are traveling the country and you're doing your thing. And I'm trying to do my thing, too. But we've always known that we had something here.
Yes.
So we finally put it together and we're out here for you guys. So.
I'm so excited. And that's what it's about. We want to bring you information. It's not just Lois and I talking. We're going to bring you information that will impact your lives and make you score a touchdown, whether it's on the field, court sport, wherever you compete or in life. We always say from the locker room to the boardroom. So we appreciate all your listeners. Keep coming back.
Yes.
That's it. Check us out on social media.
And we're on social media.
Yeah.
Cleats and stilettos. Livingston 3636.
Thank you.
I got you covered.
Thank you. All right. Our team captain today, Lois, I am super excited about is Maria Smith. Maria is a former Division I athlete. She played at the University of Illinois Chicago. She was a basketball player there.
Right.
She started out as a TV producer for, check this out, ESPN.
Yes.
The Oprah Winfrey Show.
Okay.
And did a little work with Judge Mathis. And she's doing some other stuff. And her current title right now is storyteller, where she shows up as a freelance writer, consulting. She does helping people create content. And especially she's doing some work now with athletes and this whole, you know, name, image, and likeness thing. Mm. So I'm super excited for her. She's got some experience coaching middle school basketball, AAU team. She's a director of Holy Innocence Youth Basketball League. That sounds a little weird, Holy Innocence, but we can ask her.
Holy Innocence.
We can ask her a little bit about that. she is a mother of four.
Okay.
Y'all gonna be friends.
Yes.
Right. Y'all both be asking me to babysit. I'm not gonna be able to do it.
No, we're sending the kids to you.
She is a mother, like I said, of four, and they all play sports, and she's also helping athletes find their brand. And so, Maria Smith, thank you so very much for being our team captain in the huddle today. How are you?
Hey, Maria.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Gosh, when you put it all together like that, it sounds like a lot.
It is a lot of great stuff.
Yeah. I think I sometimes it's hard to take that like airplane view of your life. And then when somebody else says it back to you, you're like, huh. Actually sounds pretty good.
That happens to me when people read my bio right before I get ready to speak. I'm always like, okay, what am I supposed to be doing with my hands here? And then I'm like, I get on and I'm like, well, most of it was true. That's what I say. But looks
there
like all yours is true. But when you read your life like that, it does make it go, whoa, I did all that. But it is a lot. It is a lot. So talk to us a little bit about specifically, what you're doing to help athletes build their brand.
Yeah, well, you know, I like you said, I was a Division I basketball player. And when I was in college, you know, like in the Stone Ages, we couldn't earn any money. And So I was getting my tuition paid for, books and housing, that kind of thing. But your scholarship didn't pay for things like toothpaste. Right, or right. Tampons,
yeah,
or
yeah, talk about it.
Pizza on Friday night. And I didn't come from a family that was giving me money to supplement for those type of things. And so it was really hard. I mean, we'd get like meal money after a game. Instead of buying us a meal, they'd give us cash to go buy it. And I would be like, okay, this is going to be, I'm going to save this all up. And this is, I'm going to be able to buy, you know, whatever the things that I actually needed, not just the things that I wanted. And so fast forward now with all this name, image, and likeness, this NIL opportunities that are going on, I love that athletes are not having to scrimp and really get taken advantage of by some of these schools. Because now they can earn their own money and they can create businesses and become entrepreneurs right in college, not have to wait till that mythical time when they are able to transfer their skills to the pros, if they're able to do that. So what I'm doing is I've always been a storyteller, and I realized that I've told stories using video when I was at Oprah or at ESPN. I told stories using the written word by writing for magazines, websites, and I realize that I can help other people tell their stories because if I can, you know, brag on myself, I think I'm really good at seeing what sort of taking that nugget out of somebody and saying, how can we use your story to then collaborate with a brand or a company or something like that to be a mutually beneficial relationship. You're not trying to get over on anybody, but you're saying, oh, I'm from Wisconsin. So if somebody's from my area where I grew up, then you can say, oh, I think that this company here locally in this area might be interested in working with you just because you're from this area. And it doesn't even matter where you go to school or what team you're on or whatever, because you can bring a value to them by saying, okay, wherever you're at, you can link back to that or wear the gear or sell the merch or whatever it is. But there's something about each person. Everybody has a story, obviously. And there's something about each of us that we can then use to link with somebody else to get a collaboration going.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
No, it is. And it takes you a long way, not just where you are today, but in life. And, you know, you make those connections. Maria, I'm interested in more about this NIL business. Do you find that the NIL opportunities change the culture or the personalities of the athletes?
Ooh.
Either in a good way or a bad way, but, you know, does it make an impact? Mm,
come on with it, Lowe's Cook. That's a question, Maria.
Well, I mean, it is. Here's what I think about that. I think that whether it's NIL or getting a job after college, you know, 9-to-5 type of thing, money amplifies whoever you are. So if you are a good person, if you are kind, if you give grace to others, if you give back, money will just amplify that.
That part. Yeah.
If you're somebody who is a narcissistic or is self-centered, not doing the right things by other people, teammates, coaches, the school in general, money's going to amplify that.
Right.
Yeah.
So
right.
I think that, you know, it really, I hate to like give you both ways, but it really could go both ways.
Yeah.
Just depending on sort of who you are and what you're doing with money. Now, I do think that there are some people who are 18, 19 years old who don't have the maturity necessarily to handle the money coming in. So you got to give them a little bit of grace if they make some poor decisions here or there. But I think generally speaking, I haven't seen, now there's, you know, some instances, people, you know, transferring schools and a little bit of, you know, issues with that. That's, I think, the minority, you know. I think most people, most of the deals that people are getting are not these seven-figure deals. Mm-hmm. You know, most of them are small or merchandise-only deals.
Yeah, talk about that, Brent. Thank you for saying that. Talk about that because, you know, people see, you know, LSU basketball. I'll just take that for instance, yeah. And the women's team. And afterwards, I mean, I actually went to school with Angel's mother, and we played together at UMBC, and it's just exploding for her. And I got an alert on my way in here that she's going to be included in SI Magazine, you know, and she got a Mercedes the other day. And so I think a lot of athletes see that, but talk about, you know, it's that local where you can change your dynamic and change your athletic experience at college, right? What are some of the keys to finding some of these local deals? If you had to give two or three tips for someone playing D2 ball or D1 baseball in a city, who should they be reaching out to? What are the top three things that they should be doing to, you know, get someone at their level?
Sure. Yeah, I think the first thing to do is to know your story. What makes you different? What makes you unique? How do you stand out? Mm-hmm. And if you're on the basketball team and there's 14 other people on your team, what makes you different than everybody else on the team?
Right.
Everyone else can say they're a member of the team, but what's going to make you stand out? Second thing is, what do you like? Where do you go? Where do you want to hang out? What clothes do you wear? What shoes do you like? You know, all those things, people think that they have to, these brands are going to come to them a lot of times, or it has to be, you know, I only want to work with Nike and Disney. Well, that's great. But let's start with where did you go eat this week? What store did you stop in on the way home from school, way to class, whatever? Really digging down to that local granular level. And even, you can even just go on maps, Google Maps, in the area around the school, the area around, you know, your apartment or wherever you live, and look at what's there. Oh, I didn't really notice that store right there, but they sell tennis gear and I play tennis. There might be a, you know, there might be something we could do right here. And some of it people don't realize too is that it's not always, you know, putting money in your bank account is great, but if it's something that you don't have to pay for. So I do a lot of travel writing. So right now I'm working with Universal Orlando Resort, and so my family was able to go down to Universal, and they paid for us to come down. They paid for accommodations and tickets and food and all these amazing experiences. It's like a VIP tour that we would never do on our own because I needed to experience it to write about it.
Right.
So they are paying me to write about it, but I got to have the value of this family vacation that would have been out of reach for me.
Yeah.
And that is valuable to me. Now that might not be valuable to everybody.
It's valuable to Lois and I. Can we go the next time that you go?
I know, we want to go too.
We want to come to Universal. Hook us up.
Right.
We put this show on the road, girl. Okay.
But I think that's so key because, you know, for my experience with just social media, just, you know, kind of bringing it there.
Right.
What really is successful is when you're authentic and when you are genuine. So when you find something that you like, if you're able to really push on that area, then that people will see that.
Right.
You
know, otherwise it feels phony, right?
Exactly.
And fake, right? Like,
you
know, like, I'm not going to say it here, but like, let's say Lois got some turtle food. A company sent her turtle food. I'm just going to say it like this. Lois don't have a turtle.
I don't have a turtle.
You know what I'm saying?
I used to have a turtle.
Well, maybe that's why they said that.
I had a snapping turtle.
If you started talking on your social media about turtle food, I would be in the comments like, she ain't got
then
a turtle,
what do
y'all.
I do?
She don't have no turtle.
You know what? You don't know that. I might have a turtle and you just haven't seen her yet.
That would be a brand new turtle. She don't have a turtle,
her
y'all.
Her name is Snappy.
Let me ask you this, Maria. I need some tea. I hate to mm-hmm. do this, but you worked on the Oprah Winfrey Show and Judge Mathis Show.
Yes,
Oprah is stand up. Judge Mathis Show be a hot mess sometimes. Talk to me about the tea. I love him. I do. But talk to me about a little bit, tea. How was your experience working it? You could say with either one of those organizations, but those are some big names. So tell us a little bit about your experience and maybe the funniest or weirdest thing that happened in each, please. And it's just going to stay nice. Right here between us in the huddle and everybody listening.
Exactly. Well, I will have to say that the Oprah Show is very smart that they have everyone sign an NDA when you leave the show. So I can only say so much about it, but it was an amazing learning experience. I'll tell you that. And Oprah is, I think most women would look to her as a role model, but because I was able to work with her I was there for a little over 4 years, mm-hmm. An everyday basis. I mean, she was the boss. Mm-hmm. She, you stood up a little bit straighter when she came in the room,
sure.
But to be able to see just how she ran the company and how she got the network to promote the magazine and the magazine to promote the show to promote the movies and all of that, all of those collaborations. She was so far ahead of everybody,
right.
Doing that. And she looked like me. She wasn't born into this. She didn't come from it. So it was, inspiring.
Absolutely.
To say the least, to be able to be in the same room with her every day. And we did some cool shows, with some cool people meeting, Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt but I have to say the thing that my kids find the most exciting is that we did a show with the music. It was a bunch of different artists, and Destiny's Child, when they were still together,
okay.
Was on the show, and Beyonce's mother was getting the costumes together,
okay.
And there was something wrong with the costume. The zipper wasn't working, something like that. And she had to just sew Beyonce into the costume.
Oh,
so
wow.
As I was talking to giving her the run of the show, and this is what's happening, and this is how, the questions we're going to talk to you about, literally her Tina is sewing her into this costume.
Wow,
and
that's crazy.
And that's, like for my 16-year-old who thinks I am not cool in
right
least,
you got a Beyonce story. That's the point
point right there. And I will take that point all day
absolutely
long.
I love it. What I heard out of it is even Beyonce struggles sometimes. I feel like somebody need to sew me into something. For sure.
Can I have a walking
right? Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And she, she's amazing and, all of that stuff. But yeah, it's what you were talking about, being authentic. It's those real moments where they didn't have to have me in there while they were doing that. They could have said, give us a minute. You come back and talk to us when everything's all done. But they were real and authentic. And in the moment, I was just trying to get my job done. I was just trying to, here's our talking points.
Yeah.
I got to go to the next guest.
Right.
Yes.
Because, we got Alicia Keys down in the next room. We
right.
got, it's just, something that was a cool thing to be able to say that I was part of.
Absolutely.
That's cool. You're going to have to come back and tell us about Judge Mathis, because Lois's page has a question for you.
Yeah,
and I got a feeling that's going to be a whole show. So you're going to have to come back
for
that.
Absolutely. Because I got more questions about the Oprah show. So, okay. So we're going to do a really rapid fire question here.
Yeah.
We have a question from one of our listeners, and you can give us your best 30-second answer. And then we're going to roll into something else. So the question is, do you think the sponsorships of women's sports will ever resemble that of men's?
I mean, the easy answer is probably not. Probably not. However, I think that we can get closer to it. I think we can get closer to equitability. And I think that in there's some sports, women's tennis,
right.
soccer, some of those where we're really getting close to being equitable.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, just putting football into it, it's hard, you know, It's hard to compete with that.
I kind of jumped in my seat. You said the magic word.
Lois went into a stance in here. Let's go. Speaking of football, let's rock and roll with what we call here in the huddle, our 2-minute drill. I'm going to call out a list of things for you first. That'll be round one. You are not to give any explanation at all. You just have to pick one or the other. And then Lois will finish up with round two of hers. Okay. And then we'll give you a couple of questions that you can give us a little insight on. But this one, the first one that pops into your mind, rock and roll with that answer. Are you ready to enter the huddle's 2-minute drill?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
No explanation. This is going to be good.
Just one or the other. Here we go. Fly or drive?
Drive.
Baked or fried?
Baked.
Steak or salad?
Salad.
Money or time?
Mm.
Come on now, come on.
Time.
About to throw a flag. Okay. Pie or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Saturday night or Sunday mornings?
Saturday night.
Okay, still out there in them streets. Treadmill or bike?
Treadmill.
Skydiving or kayaking?
Kayaking.
Hold on for round two. Here comes Lois with round two.
Hip-hop or R&B?
Hip-hop.
Book club or the club?
The club.
Don't lie now.
God, no, she's talking about them Saturday nights.
Saturday night. She's reading the book.
She's reading the book on Saturday night. Whatever.
I can be both.
All right. Sports car or SUV?
SUV. I got 4 kids, man.
Yeah, absolutely. She got the extra large SUV.
I thought maybe that's why she needed a sports car. Drive off sometimes.
Get out of there. Take a class or teach a class?
Teach a class.
Beach or cabin?
Beach.
Yes. Hoodie or suit?
Hoodie all day.
Movies or play?
Play.
Bath or shower?
Shower.
Chocolate milk or white milk?
Chocolate.
All day, all day, all day.
Yes.
All
right.
Cook or take out?
Cook.
Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
So hard.
It wasn't difficult for her.
I know it wasn't. I'm gonna stay over here.
We're gonna keep it with breakfast. Sausage or bacon?
I don't eat pork or red meat. Okay. So,
turkey bacon or
turkey
sausage?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'll take yours off your plate when we go out to eat. Never mind. Slide it over here.
Offense or defense?
Defense.
And chess or checkers?
Checkers.
Ooh, nicely done. Thank you for playing the Huddle's 2-minute round. We're going to get you out of here. I just have one other question for you, and then we want to know where people can find you and next steps, though. But would you rather have, and this one you can give some explanation, a conversation with your ancestors or future great-great-grandchildren? You tell us, and why.
I would my ancestors. I'm adopted, and so my history starts the day I was born. So I would love to know more about where I came from and who I came from and their stories.
Nice.
I love it. I'm so undecided on that one, but you know.
No, it's tough. It's hard.
Is. Yeah.
Maria Smith, thank you so much for joining us today in the huddle. We want to know where everybody can find you, your social media handles, your website. Talk to us.
Yeah. So my website's called Mamalicious Maria.
Mamalicious.
Yes. It's something I aspire and inspire to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mamalicious Maria, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all of those good places. Check me out.
We love it. Thank you so much, Maria. We have had a pleasure speaking with you today, and I have so many more questions.
I know. Like, you're going to have to come back. Like,
absolutely.
This just started the conversation.
Motherhood.
I know. That's
and, like,
a whole
Maria,
other.
Yeah. Maria, we got to talk. Yes. You can't see me, but I'm doing the fingers to the eyes.
Yeah,
you know,
y'all can
here.
Do that. I'm going to go to the restaurant.
I see you. I don't see you, but I see you.
Yes, right. Exactly. Mo, you got a dog.
Yeah, I do.
Kind of similar. Little children, too.
I do. They grown and old, child.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I ain't watching them no more.
Good. Well, we're going to pass ours to you. So, Maria, thank you again. Thank you so much for joining us right here at The Huddle.
All right. Thank you. Take care now.
All righty. Peace.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
That was an incredible interview. I learned so much. I mean, she made me think about, like, getting my little brand together and Absolutely. Getting some storytelling and finally listening to what you've been telling me.
Right.
But I think it was really good for young athletes, especially in college athletes, to think about how to buy those items.
I mean, it's real right now. Yeah. This is happening. And she's going to take us to Disney World. So
that's what I was counting on, too.
Yeah.
I
mean, well, anyway, we're going to take a trip to Disney World and come right back next week. Thank you guys so much for joining us right here at The Huddle. You are with The Huddle with Mo and Lo.
Peace. We out.
You've been listening to The Huddle with Mo and Lo podcast. For more information, visit BLEAV.com or click on the Programs tab and The Huddle with Mo and Lo page at DCRadio.gov.